This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Many holiday travelers are going to be battling the weather today. The AP's Julie Walker starts us off.
It's beginning to look like another record for holiday travel, with drivers and flyers getting out of town ahead of Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa. AAA predicts more than 119 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home between this past weekend and New Year's Day, which would top the previous holiday season high set in 2019.
But challenging weather through parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic today. A wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain making for hazardous travel, says the National Weather Service. In Central California, a big storm's been pounding the coast. Flooding and high surf is blamed for a man's death. A U.S. citizen born in Russia and in prison in Russia on a bribery conviction has now been sentenced to a second jail term for espionage. 15 years. No details, though, on the charges against Jean Spector. Israel is admitting it killed a Hamas leader. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Israel's defense minister has confirmed that Israel did assassinate Hamas's top leader last summer and is threatening to take similar action against the leadership of the Houthi rebel group in Yemen. The comments appeared to mark the first time that Israel has acknowledged killing Ismail Haniyeh, who died in an explosion in Iran in July. Israel Katz says the Houthis will meet a similar fate as the other members of the Iranian-led alliance in the region. He also noted that Israel has killed other leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah and helped topple Syria's Bashar Assad and destroyed Iran's anti-aircraft systems.
By the way, if you are traveling today, gas is $3.04 a gallon. This is AP News. Now to cold medicines.
Changes are coming to the cold and cough aisle of your local pharmacy. U.S. officials are moving to phase out the leading decongestant found in hundreds of over-the-counter medicines, saying that it doesn't actually relieve nasal congestion. Phenylephrine is used in popular versions of Sudafed, Dayquil, and other medications. Experts like Dr. Mark Dickowitz with the FDA say it's not effective.
We now have compelling, convincing evidence that oral phenylephrine is ineffective at relieving symptoms of nasal congestion.
And Jennifer Schwatzott is also with the FDA.
I feel that this drug and this oral dose should have been removed from the market a long time ago.
If you still want to take pills or serums for relief, you'll probably need to head to the pharmacy counter, where the pseudoephedrine-containing versions of Sudafed and Claritin D remain available without a prescription. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.